So one day, I decided to experiment with this idea. This is after some time of acquiring all kinds of different skills, both in hypnosis and just in relating to people in general. And I remember I was out one night in a bar with a friend of mine called Brian. So Brian and I were standing there in the bar having a chat as usual, and from time to time, I would strike up a conversation with a stranger and it would go really well. And Brian would turn to me and say, "Hey, how do you do that? How can you suddenly sort of make friends amongst people who don't even know you yet?" And it got me thinking, and I wanted to experiment with something. So I said to Brian, "Listen, Brian, there are times that you meet someone, or have friends, in fact, that you're really close to. Now, when you think about a friend or a person that you're really close to, it could be a parent, a friend, or a loved one, there's a certain feeling you have inside, isn't there?" And Brian, of course, nodded and said, "Of course there is." I said, "Look, if you were to just point at a place inside your body where you feel that most intensely, where would that be?" And Brian pointed at his chest. So I said to Brian, "I want you to focus on that point in your chest. I want you to focus on the feelings that being in deep rapport with someone else has. And as you begin to focus on that sensation, you'll notice there's maybe like a color or sensation attached to it." He said for him, it was a sense of a comfortable royal blue. I said, "Brian, take this royal blue feeling and begin to spread it around your body. The more you pay attention to it, the deeper it becomes. It'll begin to spread across your chest and down into your belly, giving you a real sense of comfort, a real ease inside yourself. And the more you pay attention to that royal blue feeling, the more it spreads around the rest of your body, into your arms, into your legs, even to your head, so you begin to think comfortable thoughts, royal blue thoughts." And as Brian began to think about all these things, experiencing the sensation of that royal blue comfort spreading throughout his body, I asked him to notice how as it really becomes stronger and stronger, it begins to almost seep out of his very skin. So there's almost a comfortable royal blue aura that surrounds him. It's like an energy field surrounding him like a warm blanket of comfort, a royal blue blanket. And as Brian was standing there, thinking about these things and experiencing that, I asked him to turn around and just spot someone in the bar, someone he didn't know, and then begin to feel these feelings and explore that royal blue sensation until it began to move forward in his mind, growing and growing all the time. The more it grew, the more it could begin to reach out towards the other person, as though a giant hand was reaching out from inside him just to touch the outside texture of that person's clothing. So that as he looked at the other person, he could almost feel what it would feel like to touch the texture of his shirt with his own hand. And as he did that, to allow that royal blue sensation, those colors and feelings, to mingle in with the other person and really go inside that. Suddenly, Brian stood there and he was smiling and feeling comfortable and expanding that sense of awareness into the other person. I noticed something really interesting happening. Brian's breathing began to synchronize with the breathing of this other person. Now, this other person still had their back turned to Brian. And at some point, as Brian was doing these things, synchronizing his breathing at the same rate as this other person, he casually turned around in the bar as he was talking to his own friends. And out of the corner of his eye, he spotted Brian. And Brian just smiled and thought whatever thoughts he was thinking. And this other person seemed almost compelled to come over and start talking to us. He started asking Brian all kinds of questions of where he was from. In fact, he was so convinced that him and Brian had met sometime in the past, he wouldn't believe when Brian told them that he was sure that they never knew each other before. At that time, Brian learned a very valuable lesson. And that is the lesson of being able to project the sense of rapport, a confident trust in other people, to the point that they pick up on it and reciprocate the exact same thing back to you. And as you think about it now, there have been times in the past when you've instantly connected with another human being. And in those times, you know that you had exactly the same experience of taking a sensation inside your body, and it's almost seemed to reach out and move into the other person's experience. So you began to think nothing but beneficial thoughts, a high positive regard for the other person. And you began to smile, and as you felt comfortable and trusting of the other person, they instantly reciprocated, feeling the same sensations towards you, which allowed the relationship to happen all at once. And how you did that was something that was outside of your awareness before. Now you can do it on purpose. Because your unconscious mind can build comfortable relationships with almost anyone on the face of this earth. And all you have to do is give it the right set of instructions. Later on, in this CD, when we cover the instant rapport technique that you've just experienced, you'll have the very steps that Brian did, so that you can build an instant rapport with almost anyone that you want to. Now, the really interesting thing is, as Brian and this stranger started talking to each other like they knew each other for years, I noticed the strangest thing. Not only was their breathing really synchronizing, but also Brian and this other person began to move in the same rhythms. Their body postures began to match and mirror each other's automatically. You see, this is a function of rapport. The more it happens, the deeper it becomes automatically. Now you can look forward to having the same kind of experiences in the kind of relationships that you form. And as soon as you've realized that for yourself, you can come back to a normal state of awareness and really appreciate the power of your own unconscious mind.